Let's move over to the Americas for a moment and look at some of the ancient work that's being done here. What were some of the strange things that have happened in the Americas that you were able to find?
Strange in technology or strange in cover-ups?
Technology.
Technology. Well, in America, yes, perhaps I should quote a friend of mine who's on my email list and who writes to me from time to time, and he reported something that occurred in 1971. And he said that he was part of an archaeology team from a college in California, and a man in Southern California had discovered a capstone of a sort, which was about 15 inches covered in soil on his property. And it was 6 feet long by 4 feet wide and weighed about 1,900 pounds. It was pretty heavy, but he was convinced there was an empty void beneath the stone. So he called the college, and they sent out four other guys and he together to check it out. And when they got there, they came to the conclusion it might be an ancient burial site. So they arranged for an archaeology team to come out, lift the stone, and check out the site. Well, 3 days later, they had the stone moved, and they entered a man-made underground complex of four rooms. The total area was about 35 by 40 and by 50 feet, with stone walls and beams and ceiling and floor, and even sophisticated rain drainage grooves cut in, which led to an underground stream. Now, inside each of the rooms were metallic sheets, which later turned out to be a variation of aluminium, or as you call it, aluminium, isn't it?
Aluminium.
Yeah. Now, this was very ancient, and each of these aluminium sheets had diagrams of flying craft on it. This is right here in North America,
oh,
California.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And detailed star charts, designs for buildings, pictures of various surgeries being performed. And the language on the sheets looked familiar, but nobody was able to decipher it. The best guess was that it was a very old language that existed in the time of ancient Egypt, perhaps.
See, I find that to be exciting, don't you?
Oh, I really do, yes. And then they found skeletal remains, including skulls. And the people there, the bodies there, were about 9 feet in height. There were three of them. And they also found down there what appeared to be clear plastic cubes. And the most amazing thing that stuck in his mind was when you exposed them to fire, they got icy cold. And when you placed them in ice water, they'd get very hot. Now, how can you explain that? Anyone got any ideas about that?
No. You're talking Russia that they found some microtechnology deep underground, right?
Yes, they did. Yeah. Okay. But let me tell you something about what happened to this find in America. Do you know what? One of the team contacted the local police, George, and asked if they could guard the site. Well, the very next day, two U.S. Army officers, a major and a captain, arrived with 8 Army troops, and they seized the land.
Yeah, this was their site, right?
Yeah, that's right. And within days, the property was gutted and filled with fresh soil. And overnight, someone broke into the archaeological office and stole all the pictures and artifacts they'd collected. And when my friend William challenged the Army officers about what they were doing, the major just looked straight in his face and says, "It'd be a shame to have to kill you right here and
oh,
now. Can you believe
that
happening in America?"
Dead serious, too.
Yeah, he was. Now, nobody can tell me that the government's not covering up the fact that thousands of years ago there was an advanced people living in America, even.
One of the great finds in Iraq that has not been suppressed was the ancient battery. You've heard of that one, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. That's a wonderful find.
And, you know, they probably thought it was used for plating and everything else, but the fact is it was ancient and they had it.
Yep. It was real, all right. And there have been some others found just like it up in the same area. I think there was up in the north part of Iraq, there was a remains of an old city, and what appeared to be an assembly line for batteries was dug up.
Apparently,
the city was destroyed suddenly.
Let's get into this Russian discovery.
Okay. About the microtechnology. Up there in the Ural Mountains, gold prospectors are still finding some of these. They're spiral-shaped. They're made from copper and tungsten and molybdenum. Now, today, tungsten's used for hardening special steels and also for the filaments of light bulbs. Molybdenum is used for hardening steel and giving anti-corrosion properties to tools. But, George, just get this. The size of these artifacts range from 1.2 inches, about 3 centimeters, down to an incredible 1,000th of an inch.
They're nanos, aren't they?
Nanos, yes. And exact measurements have been made using electron microscopes. And these artifacts are constructed according to the phi ratio, or what you might call the golden section, the phi proportion.